Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. New York City and Los Angeles have the largest concentration of fashion designers and industry in the country. The home of Abercrombie & Fitch, Victoria's Secret, and Express, Columbus often touts itself for third in line for America's fashion crown, but it has some competition. Nashville, Tennessee has a burgeoning market for designers. Stephen Kuritz, a reporter for the New York Times, visited both cities to settle the dispute in an article for the paper, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
So what areas were you looking at when you were trying to determine a winner?
Well, we broke it down into several categories. And I should say, you know, it was a bit tongue-in-cheek, the piece was, and the sort of mock competition was. But that said, we had certain areas we were looking at. For example, the availability of fashion jobs was one. The local design scene was another. Historic fashion icons that come from that city or had or associated with that city. And then some of the other things that are kind of things that zhuzhi fashion people need, you know, the boutique hotel and cold press juice spot and all those sorts of amenities that the fashion tribe loves so much.
If I forced you to generalize, how would you characterize the difference between the two cities?
You know, I said in the piece that Columbus is more like Milan and Nashville is more like Paris in the approach and the space that they occupy within the industry. Columbus, far and away, has the jobs. And I don't think we at the Times, and certainly myself, didn't even realize the extent of it until I started reporting the story. I mean, thousands of people work at the Abercrombie and Fitch campus, and likewise for L Brands. And so there really is a bustling, vibrant apparel industry in Columbus, and it's been that way, my understanding of it, is back since Wexner founded, you know, the Limited. And so Nashville does not have that. Nashville has very little history as an apparel manufacturing town. There are very few big brands headquartered there, if any. What Nashville does have, and this is sort of where the Paris comes in, is Nashville has this kind of cool factor.
So give it to me straight. Who ended up winning?
Nashville ended up winning. And I don't know if I'm in trouble here with people from Columbus. I've been getting emails from people in both cities. It was tough. I loved both cities, and I thought there was tremendous energy in both cities. And from a visiting standpoint, I actually liked Columbus more. It felt more down to earth to me than Nashville. It felt so easy to get around. I was charmed by everybody I met. The art museum, was incredible. Columbus has high culture in a way that Nashville really doesn't. But Nashville won 4-3 in our sort of mock contest based on the fact that it did have some of those cooler amenities that Columbus, I felt in my short time there, and I could be wrong, but in my short time there, I felt like it didn't quite have those sexy things that fashion people need, at least yet.
Well, we can't argue with numbers. 4-3. Stephen Kuritz, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me and for going easy on me.
Stephen Kuritz is a reporter for the New York Times. He wrote about the Columbus-Nashville fashion rivalry for the paper last week.